There are now 59,513 confirmed cases in New York, 7,105 new cases. President Donald Trump announced March 29th that he would extend nationwide social distancing guidelines through April 30th. So much for Easter. The March 29th New York Times has an in-depth report on government initiative begun in 2007 that could have and should have developed a national stockpile of inexpensive, lightweight, easier-to-use ventilators to deploy in the event of a pandemic. Dubbed Project Aurora and assigned to a small California medical device manufacturer called Newport, the effort was making progress, the Times reports, until 2012, when the large multinational company Covidien bought Newport, only to later shut down the project, canceling the government contract. Federal officials told the Times that Covidien brass felt the initiative was not profitable enough for the company. The outbreak in the U.S. has been going on long enough that doctors are gaining expertise in how people recover and how best to help them. NBC News had a report March 28th on, quote, post-intensive care syndrome, unquote, a combination of trauma, cognitive problems, and decreased lung function common among those who have been in intensive care with COVID-19. Announced by New York State on March 29th, New York's pause policy, which has shut down all non-essential business and public gatherings, has been extended for another 2 weeks until April 15th. The policy will be renewed in two-week intervals as needed. The state's Wadsworth lab has developed a new COVID-19 test using saliva and a short nasal swab that's less invasive than the current nasopharyngeal swab test and requires less personal protective equipment for healthcare workers to administer. Also, with the new test, health workers can test themselves. In the March 29th daily briefing, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that continued improvements in speed and access to testing will help decrease the statewide economic shutdown. Quote, when they come up with an inexpensive home test or point-of-care test that can be brought to volume, I think that's probably when you see a real return to normalcy in the workforce, unquote, Cuomo said. Cuomo has signed a new executive order allowing schools to host free daycare. Major pharmacy chains in the state have agreed to free home delivery of prescriptions. A new mobile testing site in the Bronx's Co-op City is being opened. The facility will provide tests by appointment only and will prioritize symptomatic individuals who have had close exposure to a positive COVID-19 case, healthcare workers and first responders displaying symptoms, and those working in or having recently visited a nursing home who exhibit COVID-19 symptoms. To get an appointment, New Yorkers can call the state coronavirus hotline at 888-364-3065. The data being reported by the state has become more detailed as the outbreak has progressed. Since March 21st, the state has been reporting figures about hospitalization. Those figures are now split into total hospitalizations since the beginning of the outbreak and the current number of patients still in the hospital. In Sunday's briefing, Cuomo shared a chart with daily intubation data and gave figures on how many patients had been discharged from hospitals so far. For several days, Cuomo has been talking about the apex of the outbreak, which New York State has not yet hit. The good news, Cuomo said, is even though the outbreak is still growing, the rate at which it is growing is slowing down, buying hospitals more time to prepare for the peak number of cases. According to one model developed by researchers at the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, New York State is currently predicted to hit the apex of, quote, peak resource use, unquote, on April 6th and hit its highest daily death rate on April 8th. The apex for hospitals won't hit at the same time across the whole state. Modeling predicts it will hit in the New York City first, then either Westchester or Long Island, and then move upstate. Cuomo today talked about using upstate hospitals to ease pressure on downstate early in the outbreak, then reversing the pattern to have downstate hospitals help upstate ones when the peak of outbreak moves north and west. Quote, if New York City gets overwhelmed, we'll ask the upstate systems to be a relief valve for the downstate health systems, which has never happened before to any scale, and also vice versa. There will be a time where the upstate hospitals will be struggling, and when the upstate hospitals will be struggling, then we want the downstate hospitals to be able to take over and relieve those hospitals, unquote, Cuomo said. Cuomo is fine with the travel advisory for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut issued by the CDC on March 28th. which is not a ban on travel. Quote, in essence, it's nothing that we haven't been doing. Non-essential people should stay at home. So it's totally consistent with everything we're doing, and I support what the president did because it affirms what we've been doing. It also affirms that New Jersey and Connecticut have been doing, unquote, he said. Contrary to what Cuomo said in his March 29th briefing, Rhode Island's executive order directing police to stop travelers with New York State license plates issued on March 28th hasn't exactly been repealed. It now applies to every out-of-state traveler and imposes a 14-day quarantine on all non-Rhode Islanders entering the state for non-work purposes. Three New York Police Department employees and a nurse manager at Mount Sinai have died of COVID-19, and CNN reports that at least 696 New York Police Department employees have been infected. Cuomo gave a shout-out to first responders in Sunday's daily briefing. Quote, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear, unquote, he said. One number that's been impossible to pin down in New York State, how many people have recovered from COVID-19? The state's daily numbers show only the cumulative number of cases, and officials in the Cuomo administration acknowledge that they had not been tracking recovered cases internally, the Albany Times-Union reported March 29th. The state is now tracking numbers of people released from the hospital, but that number includes people who are still sick but healthy enough to recover at home. Even defining what recovered means has been tricky. Guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control define two possible ways patients can be cleared for release from isolation, based either on testing or on the number of days without symptoms. The CDC is not releasing any data on recovered cases and did not respond to requests by the Times Union for comment. Some New York State counties are tracking their own numbers on recovered cases. We have begun calculating the number of cases per 10,000 residents in each county, and those numbers will follow. They're rapidly changing numbers, and you may see that sometimes they don't add up because local cases, confirmed case counts have not been included in the state's numbers, or because a case that was reported to local public health authorities is officially being included in the count for another county. So here is the daily count for the Hudson Valley. In Westchester County, there are 519 cases confirmed, 644 new, and 88 confirmed cases per 10,000 residents. Employees at four ShopRite supermarkets in the Westchester County have tested positive for COVID-19. The Thornwood, New Rochelle, Bedford Hills, and Tuckahoe Road Yonkers locations each had one employee test positive, and an employee at the White Plains location reported COVID-19 symptoms, according to ShopRite. Employees who were in close contact with the sickened individuals were notified by the county and must self-quarantine for 14 days, according to the company. In Rockland County, there are 2,209 cases confirmed, 313 new. 68 residents per 10,000 are confirmed cases in Rockland County. A writer for the hyperlocal news platform Patch reported on March 27th that the biopharmaceutical company Pfizer had partnered with the German biotech company BioNTech to develop a potential RNA vaccine for the COVID-19 at its Pearl River Research Facility. In Orange County, there are 1,247 cases confirmed, 146 new, and 32 cases per 10,000 residents. Four more people died in the county of COVID-19, county officials announced March 29th, a man over the age of 80, a man over the age of 50, a woman over the age of 90, and a man over the age of 80. All four had pre-existing health conditions. Nine people have died of COVID-19 so far in Orange County. In Dutchess County, there are 320 cases confirmed, 58 new, and 11 confirmed cases per 10,000 residents. Two correction officers at Dutchess County Jail tested positive for COVID-19, and 31 others were under mandated or precautionary quarantine March 29th. No inmates had been tested, but the county's executive's office said inmates would be tested if they experienced symptoms and met testing criteria. Visitation to jails were cut off early in New York's crisis to avoid the virus entering the jail system, where it could spread rapidly. New York City released hundreds of prisoners from its jail system last week after dozens of inmates and corrections officers tested positive. Just over 100 inmates and 80 staffers had tested positive as of March 27th. The Dutchess County Jail complex is also serving as a temporary homeless shelter during the pandemic, but the shelter is housed in a separate building from buildings from the jail. In Putnam County, there's 144 cases confirmed, 13 new, and 15 per 10,000 residents. Putnam County Executive Mary Ellen Odell again asked the state to set up a testing facility in the county after saying March 27th that it had run out of kits, forcing sickened residents to drive long distances in attempts to get tested. One town, Carmel, has the majority of the county's confirmed cases, with 65. In Ulster County, there are now 146 confirmed cases, 18 new, and 8 per 10,000 residents. A 76-year-old man from Plattekill died March 29th at Vassar Brothers Medical Center of complications from COVID-19, according to a press release from the Office of the Ulster County Executive. Plattekill has by far the most confirmed cases in Ulster County, with 34 among its 10,300 residents. Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous groups have mostly stopped doing in-person meetings and shifted to remote platforms such as Zoom, Facebook, and traditional conference calls. However, addiction specialists and group members interviewed by the Daily Freeman worry that people just out of rehab or early in recovery would face harder struggles with in-person groups. Villa Veritas co-founder Sue Cusack said addiction was a disease of isolation. Quote, "So now we're faced with one of our worst dilemmas," unquote, Cusack said. Quote, "We thrive on personal connection, hugging, getting together, going out to dinners," unquote. In Sullivan County, there are now 88 confirmed cases, 16 new, and 12 per 10,000 residents. Fallsburg Town Supervisor Stephen Vigianti acquiesced to the state's Department of Health's authority after it denied his emergency order, revoking occupational permits for summer camps and bungalow communities. The health department denied the order March 26 because the town was attempting to create laws under its municipal emergency order, which is barred under Governor Cuomo's March 18th executive order. Earlier in the day, Vigianti released a statement posted by the Sullivan Catskill Times saying he was not going to allow the camps and bungalows to operate, whether the state approved of it or not. In Columbia County, there are now 23 cases confirmed, one new, 4 confirmed cases per 10,000 residents. The Albany Times-Union identified the person who died of COVID-19 over the weekend as a resident of the Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Philmont. The county's health department announced March 27th that 4 residents had tested positive and 4 others were showing signs of the virus. A Pine Haven administrator told the newspaper on Sunday that there were 4 people with confirmed cases in the facility, but no additional tests had been done because she hadn't received any test kits. No information about the resident was released by the county or the Pine Haven facility. This was the second confirmed death from COVID-19 in Columbia County, the second suspected COVID-19 death. Delaware County has 8 cases, 0 new. They have 2 cases per 10,000 residents. Delaware County Public Health Services announced on Facebook March 29th that the county had received reports of 2 new confirmed cases, bringing its running total to 9. Delaware County is not counting 3 cases that were transferred to another public health department after being reported to the county. Director Amanda Walsh noted that one of the 2 new cases is a close contact to a previously confirmed positive case and had been quarantined prior to becoming symptomatic. In Greene County, there are 7 cases, 0 new, and 1 per 10,000 residents. Greene County legislators are urging residents to remove short-term rental listings immediately so that people fleeing the pandemic aren't able to rent properties in the county, though the unnamed legislators behind the statement admit there is already community spread locally. Residents should comply, quote, "to protect the health and welfare for all," unquote, by which they apparently mean only people in Greene County. The statement referred to a request made by legislator chairperson Patrick Linger, asking people in areas with community spread to stay away and not access local doctors or public health systems if they need medical attention. In Schoharie County, there are now 5 cases confirmed, 0 new, and 2 cases per 10,000 residents. Tim Knight, a writer for the Mountain Eagle Weekly Paper and a newly sworn-in trustee on the board of the Village of Middleburg, announced, launched a weekly podcast about COVID-19 developments and other news in Schoharie County on March 29th. Listen to the Mountain Eagle's Week in Review on Podbean. This has been the Daily Coronavirus Report for the Catskills and the Hudson Valley from Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to theRiverNewsroom.com or theOtherHudsonValley.com for more information. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC.